And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for January 1986. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. And as I said on Side 1 of this cassette, we had many problems in putting together this edition, basically because of flu and colds and also the mail service during the holidays. However, we did get it together, and as evident, here it is on Side 2. But as you can see, Bob Walker will be doing his report via telephone on this edition. Hopefully we'll have Bob back in his usual audio quality the next time around in February. But now here's Bob with a look at Domestic DX Digest. Bob?
Thanks, Fred, and hello, everybody. Welcome to the January edition of the DX Digest here on the DX Audio Service. A lot of items to get to, several special items of note as well. So let's hit the pages right now. 550 WICE in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, has been noted now using this call with Rock Otis. They're the former WGNG. 560 WIND in Chicago has been noted in November running ads to tune to WBBM for news and information as they, by the time you hear this, should be into a Spanish format on 560 in Chicago. 630 WBMQ in Savannah, Georgia, has been noted with a very good signal after midnight with CFBK with Oldies. Solid Gold Music for the Solid Gold People is their identifier there with Jingle IDs. They're the former WKBX. That's heard by John Malicki all the way up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 690 here in the Detroit area, WNZK in Westland, Michigan, has been on the air for several 2 months now with ethnic programming, IDing as America's newest AM station. They've been heard in both Ontario and obviously throughout Michigan. They were our directional to protect CBF in Windsor, and they are licensed for 24 hours. However, currently they're only on a daytime-only schedule. Now, their address, if you're lucky enough to hear them, is Post Office Box 12369, Detroit, Michigan, 48212. 730 KSVN in Ogden, Utah. With an original station slogan, they're still in English. They have not switched to that KXEQ identifier yet. 790 KXTC in Clovis, California, has been noted through and over KABC with a big band format on their 5,000 watts, but they're still under KABC Nights, as heard in California, obviously. 830 KNCO Grass Valley, California, has been noted with ads for Grass Valley, IDs, weather, and a nice homey format, it's reported. They're formerly on 1250 kilohertz. 890, the newest Clear Channel station, KDXU in St. George, Utah. They were noted very strong with an adult contemporary format, IDing as Good Time 89. Their legal ID is dualed as St. George, Utah, Las Vegas, Nevada, and they're running ABC Information News. They've been heard several times throughout the West. Several people all the way from North Dakota, Washington, and California have heard them. Possibly during that next WLS silent period, we'll be lucky to hear them out here in the eastern part of the United States as well. 970 KBIT Billings, Montana, 97 country IDs. They're the former KOOK as of November the 1st. 1040 KRAD Perry, Oklahoma. Per a call, their equipment tests are to start after January the 1st. Their antenna building has been held up due to some inclement weather out in Perry, Oklahoma. 1070 CBA Mockton, New Brunswick. With political convention coverage in mid-November. They're still on the air. This is one of the several CBC AM stations that were reportedly slated to go off the air by November the 1st, which have now gotten a reprieve. 1140 KCMJ, Palm Springs, California, has been noted all day out in California with CBS News, country and western music, and big country IDs. They're formerly on 1010. 1200 WKOX Farmingham, Massachusetts is now running 10,000 days, 250 nights with an unlimited full-time operation, 24 hours, while their new antenna system is under construction. Further verification, their power will be 10,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night, directional antenna. They will not be going 50,000 watts as previously reported. 1220 KGIR, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, has been noted fair with a full ID in Illinois by Rob Kramer. They're formerly KZIM. 1290 WJGS, Houghton Lake, Michigan, has been noted very deep in a CJBK null. They carry Paul Harvey. They're the former WHGR. 1450 WJBX in Bridgeport, Connecticut, has been noted on with an equipment test with Frank Sinatra Music. IDs with items about regular schedule to start at 10 a.m. on November the 25th. So they are finally on the air as WJBX. And on 1450 as well, Poughkeepsie, New York, WKIP. It was a mistake that we probably reported to you earlier here on the DX Audio Service. Their silent period should be 0100 to 0600 on Sunday morning. Thanks to Andy Rugg in Quebec for reporting that mistake to the domestic DX Digest columns and the DX Audio Service. Finally, 1590 WCZN in Chester, Pennsylvania, was noted on December the 2nd with their 0500 sign-on. Country Western format, IDing as Country Cousin with Mutual News on the hour. They're the former WQIO, and Dave Schmidt hearing that in Delaware. A couple of emergency broadcasts to pass on to you. 1140 WASG in Atmore, Alabama, noted November the 20th with hurricane updates and religious music over WRVA at times. And 1560 WFSP in Kingwood, West Virginia, noted on November the 7th in WQXR snow with reports of flooding, closed roads, cancellations, and easy listening music. That heard by Kermit Gary in Pennsylvania. DX test. Three to report on, or two rather, I should say, to report on. 1370 WMGO in Canton, Mississippi, was heard on their equipment test on November the 11th from 0400 to 0426. Good with fair to good signal with code IDs, some music, no voice IDs, sign on or sign off. And they were heard in Oklahoma, Illinois, Pennsylvania, North Dakota, Mississippi, and Kentucky, though not heard in the District of Columbia. And 1420 WVJS, there was no sign of the test of WVJS, and that was reported later that the reason why there was no sign of that test was that Chief Engineer C.W. Williams had left WVJS, and he returned to WJSO as chief engineer. So he's sorry for the lack of the WVJS no-show test, as he was in transit at the time. But hopefully we maybe will be seeing a test from WJSO on 1590 in the near future. Hopefully we will, at least I should say. One other item to note for you as well. In the line of equipment test, WGGO in Salamanca, New York. I hope I pronounced that right. November the 20th was noted from midnight 20 through midnight 38 with a fair to good signal on an equipment test with rock music, IDs at the end and off, with no sign of WAKR. Dave Schmidt hearing that one as well. A new TIS that I haven't seen reported of late on 1610, the Hopkins International Airport in Cleveland, Ohio, noted at 0225 plus with repeating info. The call appears to be KNE776. Jerry Starr hearing that in Ohio. And finally, a couple of frequency checks to pass on to you to be on the lookout for. The second Monday of each month, KQNK 1530. They were noted with test tones in Ontario, as well as a couple of other checks noted by Jeff Falconer in Ontario. on the third Tuesday, WJUN 1220. That's a tentative with their test tone. And WAHT 1510 as well with their test tone. And that'll do it for this month's DX Digest column on the DX Audio Service. I'll close out with a reminder from good friend Harold Fraud, who reminds us never to slam a drawer shut when you're in the nude. I'm Bob Walker reporting for the DX Audio Service. Fred?
Thank you very much, Bob, and obviously you don't want to get your coax bent either. Now let's listen to this month's travel log with John Bowker.
Well, Fred, this month, instead of giving a guided tour of Pennsylvania or southern Connecticut or something like that, we're going to do a very simple band scan right here in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I want to tell you that during the day, things are very interesting, at least where our radio was situated. We're parked in a car in a parking lot near Sears Roebuck in Portage, Michigan. And in our car radio, well, you get a lot of noise and stations and stuff like that. The only clear ones are right here in this vicinity. It's rather a different sounding radio to me than it is back at home in New Jersey. So anyway, for what it's worth, you're going to hear some interference. And I'm sorry about that. What with Christmas lights strung over all parts of the parking lot, what could we do? But I thought, what the heck, we'll let you know what's going on in Kalamazoo, Michigan this month. All right, let's just start it in and we'll go from one end of the dial to the other. Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Country Cousin, Stereo AM 1470, WQSN, Kalamazoo, Portage.
Christopher, Christopher, where have you gone? Never be the same. The music of Christopher Cross on your information station, WKZO Kalamazoo. 17 degrees at the Weather Tower. Time now is 2 o'clock.
CBS News, this is Frank Setapani. There's been no let-up in the violence in South Africa.
Quixie, FM AM, WQXC, Elvis Presley with Hurt. It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. Denny Cooley with you here till 3 in Rocky Roads. On deck, a check on the Quixie weather for the Kalamazoo Valley.
Driving home on a Saturday night, a little further in debt.
37.
We are 1360, WKXC.
Good afternoon, 18 degrees with snow showers in Kalamazoo at 12 noon. Here's an update from KMI News. I'm Jim Mishler. A weather advisory has been posted by...
There's always a weather advisory. And by the way, if you heard what I heard, WQXCL, it wasn't. It was WQXC followed by Elvis Presley's name. That's a band scan in Kalamazoo, Michigan, Christmas week 1985, and I'm John Bowker.
Thank you very much, John. Now let's turn it over to Mike at headquarters with the headquarters report.
Thanks, Fred. This is Mike at the frozen tundra land of headquarters. And today I would like to talk to you about, some of the cards and letters and stuff that have been forwarded to us here or that you have written directly to headquarters. And it has to do with the cost of the service. And before I get into that, let me get into the cost of, into the feedback that we get back from you people as well as others. And the problem is that there seems to be some participants in the program that are not subscribers to the DX Audio service. And by that I mean is that some of you or one of you or whatever the case is copying the tapes or allowing the tape to be copied and given out to, I don't know, you know, who knows how many people. But what this does is this keeps the cost up. Obviously, the more subscribers we have, the cheaper the service is going to be because of the, when we go out and buy the cassettes, the mailers, and all this stuff in bulk, the prices obviously are cheaper when you buy many of an item than if you only buy few of an item. Now, so what I'm asking is that you refrain from copying these cassettes and passing them out to whoever, because eventually all it hurts is you, because in two ways. One, it keeps the cost up, but and $25 a year is a lot of money. The other thing is it also forces us to raise the dues if postage goes up to, say, 25 cents an ounce, or if the cassettes all of a sudden go up another 20, 30 cents a piece, or whatever the case is, we have to pass on the cost to you. The program is set up right now on a trial basis, and it's an experimental service of the National Radio Club. Excuse me. And if we don't get some sort of a positiveness out of this program, the program will be dropped, because due to the economics of it, the club just won't be able to afford it anymore. So the program has to, you know, if you want the service to work, it's going to have to work on your basis of support and loyalty to the service, okay? So please refrain from making tapes, because all it does is, you know, it keeps your cost up, and eventually it may get to the point where we may have to just stop the service because of the high cost of doing it. So I don't want to see that happen. Fred doesn't want to see that happen, and I'm sure you don't either. So kind of refrain from doing that, okay? We'd appreciate that. Okay, on the cost of some, or I should say some of the ideas we've been getting from you people is how to lower the cost of the service. And one way, and some of you have suggested, and I think we finally come up with some sort of a plan here. I'm sure Fred will fill in with the little details. And that is having a service available which would cost $12 a year. And what this would entitle you to is, or I should, yeah, would entitle you to is one cassette. Then what you would do is either return that same cassette or send us a equal or better than that cassette. Now, Fred, again, will fill you in as far as what that tape is, as far as quality, and what he needs for his system. We don't want these Kmart specials sent back to us, because we ain't going to use them, okay? All that does is gum up the machines, and the stuff is expensive the way it is. So that is my discussion for this time around, and I'd appreciate it on any comments or whatever. But again, like I said, we would like to see some feedback on this, and the service, like I said, we can make it cheaper by offering this alternate way of subscribing. And for those that are already signed up to the original program, which many, many of you are, what we will do is we'll probably extend out your date out further if there's any money left in the pot or whatever the case is. And again, Fred will fill you in on those details. So for this time around, this will be our discussion, and we've eaten up our 4 minutes already, so we'll talk to you later, and have a good, happy, I believe this is January or February, one of the 2 months, so we will be at you again in the next cassette, so talk to you later. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Mike. And as Mike said, this is effective January 1st, 1986. Those who join the service will have a choice between subscribing to the normal price of $25 U.S. for the normal service or the $12 no-frills subscription. Now, a point on the cassettes, which I'd like to make. We use Maxell UDXL2s, so if you wish to furnish your own cassette, it must be a Maxell UDXL2 C60 cassette, and we will announce on a prior service if a C90 will be required, as in the Christmas series, which we put on in December. But if you send a TDK, Ampex, or Scotch, or any other brand, it will be rejected. We will not be able to copy it for you, because our machine only copies to Maxell UDXL2s, and what you'll get is a blank cassette back in the mail. Also, if you fail to send back your cassette, or the cassette gets lost in the mail, it's just like with any normal written subscription. You just kind of blow that month off. If you send in another cassette at a later date, we will be able to make a copy within, say, 30 days. However, let's say, for example, you don't send one in April, you just can't add a month to your service and make your subscription a month longer, or just not send in three cassettes for 3 months and say, well, okay, I'll pick up the last 3 months of my service there. You have to send a cassette along on a regular date. There is an information book which we are putting out about this. Press releases were sent to all the shortwave stations carrying the DX programs, and this is a written publication which we're putting out, which explains more about the service and how we're doing the subscriptions, both sides of the subscription, the $25 and the $12 version. And if you have someone which can read this to you, please just send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send this off to you, and you have all the particulars. Now, if you wish to change over to the $12 subscription from your basic subscription, which you're at now, here's how it works. All you have to do is send back your last month's subscription tape. In other words, this tape you'll send back to us. At that point, you will be credited with the new service. And if you have, say, 3 months remaining on the audio service, that will be extended to 6 months. Again, we have that information bulletin available here in written form if you have someone to read it to you. Just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to us here at the audio service, and we'll mail it right out to you. And we'll have more information on this probably on the February edition of the DX audio service. I'm a little froggy here in the voice, so let me turn it back over to John Bowker with an interesting thing about old-time radio.
Hi, this is John Bowker, and I thought that as we enter a brand new year, it might be a good thing to take a look back at radio of yesterday. You know, about 20 years ago, radio was different than it sounds like now. AM certainly was king. FM was a toy, soon to be accepted by many station owners. But do you know who Dick Biondi is? Most of us remember him as that crazy guy on WLS in our early rock career. But he was also at WKBW up in Buffalo. Did you know he was also out on the West Coast with KRLA?
Don't ask me who'd be the next in line. I don't even know if I'm in line.
No, you're not. You're completely out of line.
You mean I'm out of line? That's right. You're out of line.
Cat Baloo, Her Highness Cat Baloo.
See Cat Baloo
in Columbia Color.
A funny movie? You bet it is. See Cat Baloo starts Friday at Stanley Warner Theater, Beverly Hills. Isn't that nice? Nobody gave Casey a plug there for his TV show, She Bang. All right, Beyond. KRLA Beatle ticket time is 20 and 15 past the hour of 9 from First in Music, First in Fun. First in Music, First in Fun. I had it right here on the tip of my tongue.
K-R-L-A. The Midwest has also had some interesting radio, and Detroit radio was about the first to break the Motown sound. Stations such as WXYZ and WKNR were there. Lee Allen was a jock that left Channel 12-7 only to return in 1964.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Lee Allen Show from 1270. Go, baby!
WXYZ on the Lee Allen Show. Just fantastic to be back, and we're home permanently on Channel 1270. And it is just fantastical. Lee Allen on the horn on WXYZ. Fantastic to be back. Glad that, it is 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock tonight, it's Pat Madcap Murphy. Just met him. He's a fantastic guy. Don't miss him. 10 o'clock tonight on Channel 12-7.
Over on the other side of town, Scott Regan and Dick Purton were making names for themselves at a little station called Keener 13.
From Keener LP number 1, hear the Bo Brummels and an out-of-sight sound. Ain't that loving you, baby?
Now, from the WKNR Music Guy. Keener hit number 1
right now.
Number 1 in Detroit.
WKNR. AM and FM, Dearborn. Offices in the Sheridan Cadillac, Detroit.
Although Scott has dropped out of the jock business, Dick can still be heard at Z95.5. It's about the only AM station we know of that IDs with an FM signature. And in reality, WCZY on AM simulcasts with its FM station, WCZY-FM. Now, WCZY was previously WLQV, and before that it was WCZY. You following this? Earlier, it was WDEE, and back in the early 50s, WJBK, all in the same spot on the dial. And speaking of call letters, out here on the East Coast, one set of call letters that hasn't changed. But oh, do we remember.
Oh, yes, you're Ingram, Matt. WABC chime time is 3 minutes past 5 o'clock on your Dan Ingram Show. Ingram laughing and showing over there. It's really tough when your face breaks out, just when you're getting set for an exciting weekend and your face is at large and all that. I know exactly how you feel. Yes, indeed, you feel bumpy is how you feel. Well, now you can start doing something about it with proper pH. Use it regularly for 3 days or more. See how you like it. If you're not satisfied, your money back. Just turn the bottle or the label to the proper pH, folk. Proper pH was formulated by a pharmacist for his own writing kids as an aid in the relief of acne, pimples, and blackheads. You know how embarrassed they were by complexion problems. So wonderful, benevolent dad, with a kind of commercial eye, too, created this clear, colorless lotion. Nobody knows you're using it but you. Proper pH. Don't put it off. Try it out. Proper pH. P-R-O-P-A-P-H.
W-A-B-C.
You want a car. You want a great car.
Ah, yes. Ah, thank you very much.
The most music.
W-A-B-C.
W-A-B-C.
Dan Ingram was one of the lineup on WABC, which included Harry Harrison and a guy named Bruce Morrow. Remember Cousin Brucey? He worked for another station in New York back in 1958. WINS, it's now, of course, all news. But back in the late 50s, it was 1010 Winds, New York. Here's Bruce doing a remote at none other than Coney Island.
Yeah, it's the Big M. The Bruce Morrow Show. Okay, Cousin Bruce, go!
Hey, here we are in Stacy Ray Ball out here in Coney Island and everything's swinging. How you doing, Cousin? Oh, you know it. We got a load of cousins here, and everyone's ready to go. We're going to be giving out a lot of prizes. We got a lot of albums. We got hundreds and hundreds of our cousins here. We're live from beautiful Coney Island, Ravenhall Pool. What do you say we start dancing right now, cousins, here on our beach party? We're mixing the old with the new. Here's Bobby Rydell. I do it again. Hey, there we go, Bobby Rydell there. Hey, we're down at Ravenhall Pool here on our beach party. Everybody.
My radio sure has changed. What do you think? Does it sound better or worse? You know, perhaps a point to ponder as we enter 1986, and perhaps a point you could bring up in the next Muse edition of the DX News. Until next time, this is John Bowker.
Thank you very much, John, and, well, we have another travelogue for you. Take it away.
Thanks, Fred. No, this isn't John Bowker in a travelogue, but this is something close. This is Mike at headquarters, and, well, in the corporate, while in the corporate jet over the eastern half of this planet, or should say far eastern half of the planet, we did a little air checking in the same method that John, in a sense, does. And we thought we'd play you what we've got. So we'll do some of these little, I think they're on the hour, time checks here. So here we go.
Maharlika Broadcasting System, VOP, Voice of the Philippines, Tinig ng Pilipinas, 918,
Media. Isang bambansa upang maideklarang Pangulo ng Pilipinas na hindi na makaganap sa kanyang tungkulin sa college.
Now, of course, Fred will be able to tell you what the translation of that is. Isn't that right, Fred? Now, let me get my voice down low. And anyway, we spun the dial around a little bit, and we come up with something else. And here's the other one we came up with.
You are listening to the Evening News Report over WIZ Radio in Manila on 882 on the AM band. In other news, more than 1 million hectares of the country's degraded forest lands need immediate reforestation. The Ministry of Natural Resources.
And another one that we got a little bit further away from the island.
Maybe you and me from Evelyn Smith here on the Big City Radio, getting bigger every time. DM, yes, in first place, continues bringing you more of the best of international top 40 only. Here's one coming in from Yazoo. Please listen to Situation. Correct time in the city and beyond it. It's 9:18.
So we'll give you one more, and then we'll close this out. And here we go.
A band by Dan Fosselberg,
Well, of course, I'm also a leader. Only a leader of the Earl Lane of DZAP. Our correct time now is 9:23. It's all about dynamite.
Well, that's it from this end. This is John Balker. This is Mike reporting for the DX Audio Service. Take it away, Fred.
Well, instead of your two front teeth for Christmas, you should have wished for a voice like John Balker. I'm sorry, Mike. Anyways, that just about wraps up this edition of the DX Audio Service. I'd like to thank our sickies of the month, Jerry Starr, Bob Walker, and myself, who all were down with the cold and the flu and other kind of things. And hopefully John Balker didn't catch it here on the tape, nor Mike. John was, by the way, reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, where he was visiting his son and daughter. And I'd like to thank John for recording the service up there in Valparaiso. That's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you next month on the DX Audio Service. I'm Fred Vobey. Have a nice 1986.